Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
The Minister for Justice, Francis Fitzgerald, has just published a review into the workings of her department, which was carried out in the wake of the whistleblower controversies. Upon taking office earlier this year, Minister Fitzgerald famously refused to say that she had confidence in the department's Secretary General, Brian Purcell. Well, Fergal Keane has been reading the report, which was published online about an hour ago, and he's with me now. And Fergal, it's a highly critical report.
Yeah, very, very critical of the department, its management, and how it deals with agencies like the Gardaí. Now, just some of the top findings of this report. It was done by a group of six headed by the former Attorney General David Byrne, and it says that the department has a culture that is closed and unnecessarily secretive, even taking into account the confidential nature of much of its work. It's an inward-looking organisation with, quote, limited capacity and no openness to new ideas. It's not changed or adapted to the world in which it operates. Management oversight is weak. There was a closed, secretive and silo culture which has inhibited the ability of the organisation in question to challenge, learn and adapt. That is the Department of Justice. So the department has a budget of nearly 2 billion this year, responsible for staff of nearly 22,000, including Gardaí, the prison officers. And this report was commissioned into the performance management and administration of the department following the Gearan report, which was led, of course, to the resignation of Alan Shatter. And it says as well that there's a lack of cohesive leadership and management. And in fact, the Secretary General of the department, Brian Purcell, whom you mentioned, he today offered to be reassigned to other duties in the wake of this report.
OK, so it's very critical of management, isn't it? It's a huge department, and it says that the staff, the core staff, are very professional, competent, etc. But when it comes to the management and the oversight, that's where it's lacking.
Yeah, there's quite a bit on the management practices. It says these are very poor. There's no clear ownership of ideas there. There's a lack of responsibility, a lack of accountability. There's also a lack of planning to deal with issues when they arise. There's poor political antenna for issues with serious political impact. So, for instance, nobody spotted the impact that the whistleblower controversy was going to have. There was no focus on areas for improvement. And it says that in relation to the Gearan report, it says that there were issues around a lack of formal submissions to the minister. We know that the minister wasn't told about various things, wasn't given letters as that went on, and it addresses those.
And it has interesting things to say about its relationship with the Gardaí.
Yeah, this, to me, was one of the most interesting things, because we've never, as far as I know, had this relationship examined before. And this relationship between the two, of course, is central to the whistleblower controversies. It says that the culture of confidentiality in the department's dealings with the Gardaí, it's influenced the leadership style in the department and management practices in relationship to other agencies as well. It says there were serious leadership and management failures, particularly in the Garda division of the department, regarding how briefings between the minister and senior management were held. Now, and it says, I'll just give you a quote here, in relation to recent events, it says, and the briefing of the minister, no one person was in charge of the overall issue. There was no plan to deal with the issues as they unfolded. No recognition of serious political impact. And they were unable to see how and when things were going wrong. So it then, again, with the Gardaí, it says there's a deferential relationship with Gardaí Síochána, with a lack of proper strategic accountability being brought to bear on the Gardaí by the department. So they're not doing the oversight there. The department doesn't seem to hold other agencies to account either, and relationships with those agencies, that would be things like the prison service, other things that they have responsibility for. That relationships with agencies were very informal, with a lack of clarity around roles and management of performance, and infrequent or unstructured intentions. In other words, they weren't looking exactly at who was doing what, why they were doing it, and that kind of thing. It says the full potential of the Garda Síochána Act of 2005, that is relationship to the Garda Inspectorate and the Ombudsman, have not been realised. I'm going to give you a quote then of relationship to the Garda. It says, on Garda Síochána relationship management, ineffective departmental oversight and confused or passive and departmental relationships between with the Garda Síochána and Corona meant there was a shared culture of secrecy there, and it really is quite critical of how those two agencies dealt with each other. The department needs to hold an Garda Síochána Corona to account as a critical and resource intensive public service.
Okay, does it have any suggestions for how it can improve things?
Yeah, it does, and it doesn't make good reading for personnel in the department. It says that they need a programme for change which should be supported and facilitated to bring in a new culture, a new leadership and a new management model in the department. They should start by focusing on changing the closed and secretive culture, change insular and defensive to engaging and learning, remove that silo think or where everybody thinks they're in a bunker and everybody else is attacking them. Ensure that the Secretary General and Assistant Secretaries are included in all performance management. It says needs more effective and strengthened management. And there's one very interesting part. It says the department should be restructured into clear justice and home affairs portfolios. And it says that what it did definitive division into these two portfolios would take quite a bit of analysis. It's recommended that the Justice Department should include civil and criminal law reform, crime and security and international policy, and the Home Affairs section should include policing, prisons, courts, equality and integration. So really a radical shake-up recommended.
Absolutely. Whether it will happen, of course, remains to be seen. We hope to hear from Minister Francis Fitzgerald at some point on this during the programme. We will have more reaction to it as well. And as you've said, Fergal, Brian Purcell, the Secretary General, has offered to be reassigned to other duties in the public service, and Francis Fitzgerald has said it will take 2 or 3 months to find a replacement for him.
Now, just on him, there is one line here. It thanks the Secretary General of the Department for his support, but he actually wasn't interviewed on the list of people that the review group met or conducted interviews with. They have a whole series of former ministers, other ministers and people directly or indirectly related to the department, including the Chief Justice of Ireland, but not Brian Purcell.
All right. Fergal Keane, thank you very much indeed. It's 5:15.